There it is.
Yes.
Took 50 years, but
Oh, and they got you as a Queen's Palace.
that's dope. Either one will work.
Alrighty. So, good evening, and thank you for tuning in to the Vintage Space with Zay and Jay.
Do you not know the name of the
I don't. It's been 2 years. It's been 2 years.
Man.
Miss us.
And you
Miss
forgot
us.
that you don't even have to like do the intro anymore.
Oh crap, I did. You know what? We keeping all this
We
on.
keep all of it, but it's
It's
cool.
fine. It is fine. So we've been gone for almost 2 years. It feels like an eternity,
That don't
but
make
we're
no sense.
back.
But at least I'm almost done with school, so we accomplished something.
Yay! And we're still doing the same
That
shit. So, yay! Double yay!
we accomplished something in those 2 years.
We did. We did. We established security. We got to learn more about ourselves, about our friendship, and the people that surrounds us.
I'm slow because you said security. I was like, so when did this happen? But you ain't mean like personal security. You meant like
Security, I am security. No, okay, so just in case you guys forgot, I'm Zay.
I'm Jay.
All right, and this is the vintage space, yeah, because we're gonna vent, y'all. Yeah. Okay, so today's topic is about trust. I know it's a scary five-letter word.
Indeed.
It's hard to get, but easy to lose. Trust. 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 Trust me. Trust.
This nigga is petty. How often, how many times you gonna say that?
I don't know. Oh, she said the N word.
I
You
know, I
guys,
just
put a
thought
quarter
about
in
that. Like, I forgot. Like,
the
there's a quarter. Fuck.
So I went on Facebook, dear old Facebook. I'm not big on Twitter things or anything like that. You know, I use Twitter for something else now. Late night action, wink, wink. But the topic was, how long after someone breaks your trust does it take to trust them again? Now, I did have a lot of people chime in on it and everything like that to give their opinions, which we will
I
read
love
them
that.
at the end of the episode.
Ooh.
So, but I legit want to know your take on that now. How, Jay, I'm sorry.
Either one. They'll be all right.
Nelly J.
Don't do that. I really don't know because I think one, it depends on the person. Because I would have said, like, I don't trust you again because I don't. As much as I can say I could forgive you and I trust you, blah, 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 I'm still gonna be looking at you every time you check your fucking phone. I'm still gonna be looking at you every time you go out late. So, like, what's the fucking point? Now, I do think over time I can, like, learn to trust you again, but it's gonna take longer for me to trust you now than what it would have if you would have just did the right motherfucking thing. So, I don't know.
You're absolutely right. I really feel like once that trust is broken, it's hard to move forward, especially if you're going to sweep everything under the rug. Then
Facts.
it's like it's going to be hard regardless. And I'd be lying if I said, oh, it's going to be easy. You can always trust that person again. Absolutely not, because trust is a hard thing to get to earn, anyways. And you don't just give it out to just any old body, you know? Hell, I ain't even trust newborns when they was first born, because there ain't no telling if they gonna piss or shit on you right away. And then you learn to trust them, and then they give you a Cheeto that's been licked on, and then that trust is broken. So, but over time, you could learn to trust people. They break it, and then they somehow manage to get that trust back. Now, if they break that trust again, that's a different story. That's going to be harder to get back. Jay? I think we lost Jay.
Always losing me. Why is it always me?
There, she's back. Did you hear? Okay,
I was about to say, why is it always me? but no, as far as trust, when you say like to get it back, pretty much, I feel like that's hard because in my case, I think if I don't do something to say like, okay, I need to show some self-respect. So if I don't leave you and you don't, I won't say fight to get me back, but at least show that I'm worth your time and we can really work on this from this point on, I feel like you don't give a fuck. Because I guess going from past experiences, when we were dealing with people and they would do some shady ass shit and we just kept taking them back, kept taking them back and kept taking them back. They kept doing the same dumb shit because we didn't hold them accountable. We didn't do anything. So it depends too on how I react to the situation. And then it depends on what you did to kind of like fix it. So I don't know. I don't think you can get that shit back.
Not only that, you did bring up something. When you trust somebody, they break it and they earn the trust back, it's not gonna ever be the same trust. It's never gonna be the same trust. It's gonna be different. It's gonna have more boundaries put on that trust. It's going to be on a shorter leash.
Yeah. That's facts.
It's not going to be the same. And that's the hard thing, like knowing when to cut ties after trust is lost.
Or like, okay, so when a trust is lost, do you think that you completely have to end the relationship? Do you want to like work towards it or what? Because I feel like if my trust is broken at this point now, I'm just kind of like, let's walk away. But I know it's childish too, because I know they say like every relationship you go through some shit. So I don't know. Yeah.
For me, so for mine, as you know, trust has been a complete thing that we've been working on. We both have done things that made us not trust each other to the full extent as the beginning. And when we're like, you know what, I can't trust you, so let's just end everything. I went and bought this book called Love More, Fight Less. And oh, it's a couple's workbook. And it talks about trust. It talks about boundaries. It talks about every single thing and how to bring it back and establish it. Now, I will say, on the days that we actually work on it, the week and the week following is amazing. Aww. Arguing or anything like that. And then, like, when one big overblow comes into play, it's the whole us going back to the root of it, the broken trust, the broken foundation. In order to have a healthy foundation, you have to have trust. You have to have boundaries. You have to have all of that. And we both made the statement, if I can't trust you, why am I with you? If I can't trust you, why am I here? If I can't trust this, why is it this? But it's like, I trust you, but not fully how I want to trust you, because there were certain things that were done or said that make me not able to trust you. And it's not selfish, not at all. But at the same time, you have to understand, when you lose somebody's trust, you lost their trust. And you can't get mad at them because you lost their trust. You've done something that made them look at you differently.
Exactly.
And you have to own up to it. Yeah.
Go with ahead. That being said, what mm-hmm. is, besides cheating, everybody assumes cheating is the trust factor in every relationship, and it's not. Besides cheating, what is another reason why you will lose trust? Like, even the smallest, the biggest thing.
A small white lie. A white lie can turn into a big lie.
And, big fact.
And then you got to live out that lie. Be honest, or half telling the truth. Half telling the truth is you were truthful, but you left out major parts. Parts that should have been told.
Exactly. And I mean small ones. Small ones.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think for me, like, I think the smallest thing that I've ever, like, I really had to be like, I will never trust you, is when someone lied about just like how they were raised and stuff like that. And that sounds so dumb, but it made the whole relationship different. Come to find out, like, that's not even how they were raised. It wasn't that hard. So I'm like, okay, so you lying about small shit about your family. I can only imagine what you will lie about when it comes to me.
Absolutely. I shouldn't have that thought going through my head. You shouldn't have that thought going through your head. Trust is a thing where it's so hard to get. You got to go through obstacles because a lot of people has been through things that make it hard for them to trust, but then it's so easy to lose. You don't get trust overnight, but you can lose it overnight.
See, okay, well, I am weird. Like, say if I start a relationship, I 100% trust you when we first start that relationship.
Are you?
But after that, yes. Yeah. After that, then you slowly losing it. Now, if you just do a small lie, I won't say every white lie. If I know the white lie is to protect me, then I'm cool with it. Eventually, come tell me the truth. But if it's not to protect me, if it's not to protect your family or some shit like that, then yeah, I think that's when I just lose it altogether. And I don't know if I really fight for the trust back after that. Like, once I lose trust for you, I don't know if I put in the effort for it. So,
absolutely, because then it's like, why am I doing this if you're going to break that trust again?
Facts.
Or exactly. Like, you think of what made you break that trust, because y'all have not settled it completely. Y'all have not actually talked it out completely, and now it's just building on top of things. You know, our community don't like talking about things. We like to just brush it under the rug and move on. Well, that's where you mess up at, because that's where families get destroyed and everything like that. And because once that trust breaks, instead of trying to reattach it, you just brush it under the rug, and then you just try to, you know, be like, well, I mean, they'll live. No, absolutely not. To have a secure thing, you have to go to the root of the problem. Why did you do what you did? You knew that trust is the golden thing. It's the key. It's the skeleton key. It's the master key to every freaking thing. And you broke it. What made you want to throw away my trust? Is my trust not worth that much to you?
But what if they actually answered that question, though? Like, how would you react? Like, one, the question of what made you want to do that? And then two, like, is my trust not important to you? If they actually answered that with some shit that you just could not believe, then what's the next move? Because
then
what the fuck?
Then it's, okay. it's like this. Okay, I'm glad that you told me the truth, and I respect your opinion. But now you knew the consequences, so I think we just need some time apart and figure this out. Because then at least they were being truthful. And then at least they did not, how do you say it, lie to quote-unquote protect you. Bullshit. You don't lie to protect people. You lie to protect you, the outcome of what could happen if you tell don't want to know that outcome, so you lie. You're lying to protect you because of your greed and all of that. No, absolutely not. Tell me the truth. I don't give a fuck if it's gonna hurt my feelings. Tell me the goddamn truth.
Oh my god, that's what, this sounds so bad, and I'm not trying to bash like men, but like when women say they don't care if it's going to hurt their feelings, I swear to God, we don't care. We already acknowledging the fact that it's going to hurt our feelings. Tell me so I can choose. Yeah, like tell me so I can choose whether I want to be stupid or not. Like you making me look stupid and me putting my trust into you, and then I still can't trust you further down the line because this one time I asked you the question of what's going on and you lied about it. You got me looking like a motherfucking fool in front of everybody. I'm cool. I'm okay.
Like let me decide if I want to be the dumbass stupid or SpongeBob stupid. Let me decide that.
Baby girl, if they're the only two options, then
I mean, one is fucking lower up than the other. So
yeah, true, but baby girl, like I don't know about that.
Like let me decide. But you're being greedy. You're being like Mr. Krabs. You feel like you gotta have everything. So you're going to lie and lie and lie and lie. And you're gonna sever all trust. And then you're gonna wonder, babe, why don't you trust me? Babe, trust me. No. Absolutely said, not. You. I wouldn't trust you with my turkey sandwich. So why would I know? Like, you know how I am about food. But like, no. Absolutely not. Like,
yo, real quick. if somebody lied about your food, would you be pissed off? Like, would you stop talking to him? I would stop talking. I low key, I would stop talking. You are not my friend no more.
Our relationship is over. I never knew you. You never fucking existed.
Because bitch fucked you.
I have trust issues. That's why when I will make like tacos and it'll be with vegan meat, I will let people know this is vegan.
Yeah.
You could try it, and I would encourage them to try it. And then they'll be like, I look nasty. No, I'll tell you, no. And I'll be like, look, just try it. If you don't like it, I'll make you some. I promise. They'll taste it, they'll be like, oh, this is actually good. Because I don't want to trick them into something. Because you know, vegan food is 98% soy sometimes. Soybeans. Like 60% soybeans, majority of the time, is what vegan food contains of. And some people are allergic to soybeans. Some of them have seeds. Like some of them come from the almond seeds. Some are allergic to tree nuts. And some people are allergic to nuts in general. Both types, ground nuts and tree nuts, they're allergic. So I would take that into consideration and be like, oh, wait, you can't eat that because it's got nuts in it. But it looked good, but it has nuts in it.
That shit is like, wild. But at least you're telling them. I'd rather, because even that to me, that's a big trick. But like, granted, like, I would try anything, but still.
I want you to trust me with your food because you, honestly, when people are cooking your food, you're trusting them with your life. And we're not thinking about that because they could do anything to our food that could kill us or make us fatter or, you know, make us thinner or whatever. Yeah. Like, you putting all your trust into a restaurant when you go and eat at that restaurant. You trust that you will actually like the food. You trust that you're not going to get sick or and die. Hell, you're trusting them enough with your hard-earned cash. You know, like when you order from DoorDash, you trust that that driver is going nobody to trust bring that you shit. Your
Stop lying. Food. Stop lying. Don't nobody trust that shit. Because every time you get your food, you be checking to see if they ate your french fries, took a bite out of something.
I'll be like, let my food not get here in the next 20 minutes. I'm calling
I'm DoorDash checking. Help support. Facts. And if it's cold, what was you doing that my food got cold, bro? Yeah, like
I would ask them every time, hey, is my order a stacked order? Like, just bro, let me know. But like, there are all forms of trust. You trust the teacher, the correct education, so you can move farther in life. You trust your boss to see that you're doing great, so they can give you that promotion. You trust your family to be a support system. Not everybody have a support system, so they turn to their friends, and their friends actually become their family. Therefore, that grows into a support system. But you putting your trust in your landlords to know that, hey, I pay you rent, you're not gonna kick me out. You're putting your trust into everything you do in life every single day.
I guess my question is, which one is harder for you, to lose a friend's trust or the relationship trust? Because mine is definitely the friendship, because that sounds so bad. But if I'm in a relationship with you, I'm really rocking with you. But most of the time, like, if I'm not actually committed to you, like, we're not in a marriage, I'm always kind of at that point where I'm like, at any moment, this can end. So I have to prep myself. Where my friendships, if they've been standing for a long time, if my friend break my trust, my nigga, that's like the end of the world.
See, for me, that's kind of hard to pick because I'm not married. It's like I'm working towards marriage. So I have to trust that you're going to be right by my side, but you also got to trust that I'm going to be talking shit to you when I get angry. I'm going to be like, girl, guess what this motherfucker done did? Because but but I know I trust my friend to tell me the truth. And a lot of times you tell me, well, you was wrong because you didn't see it this way. And I'm like, God damn it. Don't tell me what the fuck I should hear. Shit. I trust for you to lie to me. Like, damn it.
See, but I think that's why the friendship is so, because okay, like you said, if you're working toward marriage, right, my whole thing when it comes to working towards marriage, I already trust you. I trust you with everything in me to walk down the aisle with you, put a ring on my finger and take your last name. So it's like I already trust you, but if it doesn't work, then I'm okay, because it's like I let love have its chance. But when the friend does it, it's just what you say. I trust you to tell me when I'm being stupid, when I'm fucking up, when I need to get my shit together. And I think for me, because I've had the history with so many friends breaking my trust, I got to the point where I would tell certain people certain shit just to test it the fuck out. And depending on how far it went, how much you like pretty much blew that story up further than what it was, that's when I started being like, I don't think trust is a big factor for me. Like, I don't think it's important for me anymore. You can do whatever fuck you wanted to do. But then when I started saying that, I started getting fucked over more because I wasn't really looking at what I put up in the motherfucking universe when I said that shit. Now looking back at it, I don't know. I really don't know. The trust is hard, but I can still say I think the friendship trust hits me harder. And I don't know why. It's not that I don't care about my partner. It's just shit.
It's because that friend been rocking with you majority of the time before you and that partner got involved.
Big facts.
That friend knows you sometimes better than your partner.
So, which is sad, but yeah.
Yeah, but it's the reality of what we're living in. And a lot of people need to hear this.
They need to respect it. Yeah.
You know us. You know all sides of me. Big dog is knowing me. He's starting he's to learning, get to yeah. know me. He's learning me. He's learning all aspects of me. How to treat my body. How to treat my soul. How to treat my spirit. He's learning all of that. You know these things because we've been rocking since middle school.
That part.
You know this stuff. And instead of you giving him the cheat code and telling him how to do things, you're letting him figure that. It out. You're letting him figure it out.
That's because that nigga be like, boy, shut up. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, both of y'all Leo. So it's like a Leo talking to a Leo. Y'all be like, I got it. I said, I got nope. I know. No, you looking at it wrong, bro. You got to do it like this. Like, nigga, I'm sorry. Are y'all both trying to figure out how the fuck to treat me? It's common sense. What the fuck?
Just push her down some stairs. She'll get up. You're all right.
And you would tell her some shit like that. And he would call you like, so I pushed her, but I think I pushed her too hard. And
I'm like, I told you to run.
Really discuss this shit. Like, why? Why are y'all like this? I don't need this in my life. I can't trust neither one of you.
No, you can trust me because you know damn well I'm going to call you and tell you. Like, I told that nigga to push you down the stairs.
See, and that's exactly why I would say I can't trust neither one of you. You told him to push me and his ass pushed me. So, I can't trust y'all. No, absolutely not.
It was I.
Absolutely not.
I
do want people to realize, too, like, even with all the trust in the world, you still have to realize that sometimes giving your trust out is hard. You went through stuff, traumatic experience, because the people you should have trusted let you down. That could be your parents. It starts from birth. When you're a baby, you don't have much memories. You don't have much memories at all from being a newborn and all, but you can't see. You can't speak, so you're going to trust that your parent is going to feed you. You're going to trust that your parent is going to change you. You're going to trust all this, you know? That is for you. Like, that is human nature. It's human nature. Even in animals, like an elephant, trust is that its mother is going to hold it by its trunk and get it up. It's going to trust, put all of its faith and trust into that parent. Elephants are some of the closest things to knowing what true empathy is, sympathy and all of that. If you actually realize, elephants are like humans in a way, because they do have trust issues. They do remember people. They do hold grudges. They do play around a lot too, but at the same time, they do have like one actual love as well. And it's like, they put all their trust into humans sometimes. If they know you and they have a favorite human. They got their favorite human. So
they
Yeah. Yes. They put look.
Why would you agree to that?
I don't know. But it's crazy. Kids definitely put their trust in us every day. They trust that mama and dad is going to feed me. Mom and dad is going to clothe me. Mom and dad is going to listen to me. Their trust matters as well. But in a relationship, you trust your significant other, the person you lay next to, the person you give half your body to, or all your body to. You trust that they're going to do you right. You trust you're going to have a job in the morning. You trust you're going to wake up in the morning. You're trusting everything, but the moment that trust is broken, it's like, why was it so easy to get that person trust anyways?
Big facts. That'd be the main question when it is broken too. Like, why the fuck did I trust your ass? Like,
I shouldn't have trusted you.
What kills me with trust is like once it's broken, that's when you start seeing all the red flags much clearer. Like the flags are always there. We were just blinded by the shit. But like as soon as somebody break your trust, it'd be like, damn, and it was so obvious this day when this happened and you're like, what the fuck? What the fuck
you
happened?
Just sit there, eat an ice cream knowing you lactose intolerant.
This nigga is dumb.
And be like, why? I can't believe it. And then you be like, wait, this motherfucker did say something like this on the. Oh, hell no. Do you just get to turn it into Twitter fingers, texting and shit? Trust is weird. But here are some of the comments that I got. So on Facebook, like I told you guys, I did say, how long after someone breaks your trust does it take to trust them again? Someone actually said, I won't never trust them again. And another person...
Which I get.
Yeah, I understand that too. Only you can answer that. I usually can't ever again. Never the fuck again. A good one. Ain't no time limit. Whenever you feel you do, you can. Depends on what they do. Never again.
Play with your mammy.
Never. Play with your mammy, not me.
I feel like a hoe. I feel like a hoe or a bitch should have been at the end of that. Like, because, bro, facts.
Never with a capital ever again. You don't. And then another one. Undetermined. Trauma will set the time frame. A healed heart would change your perspective, which is the true determining factor of when and how to trust. Everything in the middle is a risk. Trust me.
No, that's a fact.
That is true. Everything else is stepping stones to go back to trusting that person. Baby steps. There's no time limit on when to heal, how to move on, or anything like that. Just as long as you do it and you do it fully, because then you will be able to have a great relationship, a better relationship. But never, like, I see only 1, 2, 3 people mentioning it's possible that you can trust again, but only you know the correct time frame.
Which is true. It just depends on the person whose trust was broken, because like you said, it depends on like how we grew up, because I do think your past traumas affect every reaction. So if I grew up not trusting motherfuckers, what makes you think if you broke my trust that I would really trust you again?
That part. And it's crazy. Like, people don't view it that way, but and they think that you're dramatic because someone broke your trust and you won't let that go. It's not being dramatic. It's you setting boundaries, which we actually need to discuss boundaries one day.
Facts.
Like, it's you setting those boundaries. And you telling people how you feel and why you're taking back your trust and all that. It's no different from you doing a piss poor job at work and they telling you you're fired. And then they tell you exactly what you did wrong that got you fired. And you're mad because they caught on to all your mistakes. No, absolutely not.
Listen, you fucked up. I was just about to say that.
Fuck you talking about, niggas. Fuck you with your mistakes.
Go to bed, bro.
You can argue with oh, shit. But play with your mammy, not me. Because I draw hands. Period.
Well, I guess we just discovered what our next episode would be for next week. It's boundaries. I think that'll be dope.
Yes. So we gonna see if you're bound to set the right boundaries.
Facts. And then make some, like, list some of your boundaries. I would definitely, even if we can make that a post later on, like, what are some of your boundaries between a friendship and a relationship? For sure.
How do you separate your boundaries from friendship, relationship, and work, a working space? How do set boundaries? Every place in your life need boundaries. Every category in your life need boundaries. You don't cross those boundaries over. Oh, this is gonna be
dope. Wait, girl, don't ever in your life do that shit again while we recording.
Dude, it sounds so wrong.
I was like, wait. Hold on now. Like,
gosh. No. Wait, no. I'm not saying any. But listen, I want to thank you guys for joining us back again. It's been 2 years, almost 2 years. Fan time. No, just fine. But thank you guys for tuning in to the Vintage Space with Zay and Jay. And we hope you have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Bye.